want their children to be better than him. Oh, I am parents, so children can never become better than me. It has no place. Then why does parents want their children to become better than he? Why? It's because so that his offspring, his children and their own children, another the children, many generations later, will do the same work in the one world. And lead the world on the tradition of God. And therefore occupy God's love. This is why parents are always wanting the children to become better and better and better, even better than himself. Do you understand? And those seminary students, raise your hands. Should you stay here in London, or actually you should stay at the deepest the area of, out of nowhere in Africa? Where should you stay? Then what is the London here? This is a training ground for your preparation for Africa to come. If you must train yourself here, otherwise you cannot come to Africa and survive there, because the environment and witnessing condition is harsher there. Are you thinking it that way?
Yes.
Well, the seminarian came to London full of dream, because after the graduation, fanfare and everything, and came anyway. Nobody knew what was going to do, but nobody knew, all right. When they came in the night, father told them, go out, find your own place in London. They didn't even have a money, father knew. And they felt, this is one thing they must do. So they said strong and soundly, say, yes, father. Then father gave them money. And then they were doubly relieved. And then they go out and then do the work. And this is what happened to the seminary students. But by the time they are ready for Africa, father will not even give him money. Father will not give him, father will just strip all the nice suits that they're wearing off from them, and only have one short here. Go the marathon, and you raise your own fund to have an African clothing there. And even the only present father will give is a whip. And then will they say, father, I need one more whipping. Thank you. I will not forget this and then go. Or do that, or you will say, father, how can I go Africa in this way? And what do you want me to do in Africa? Haven't I done already enough? Are you going to say that? Or say, father, grateful, I will just go there. Will you say that?
At the time, I'm going to wait for you. Yeah?
At the time, father will go ahead of you and wait.
Waiting for you, yeah.
Well, her father will come today, and father will be waiting for you to grow up like that. The day, for that day to come.
Tashi chi. 다 싫지. 너들 그 백인 여자마다가 말이야. 너들 그 사람, 너 옛날 저 미국에서 백인 여자, 여기, 뭐야, 다이아나든가, 어디, 콩고라든가, 참 묶어서, 이 중부, 저 아프리카에서 참, 너의, 참, 사바다가 전부 다, 이, 저 중부 주말에 전부 다, 너의 사람은 전부 다 알아? 미국 개척할 때.
Well, does somebody have to remind you, or aren't you reminded if someone does, that when America was developing, the white people, you know, their relatives, or they themselves went all the way to Africa, and brought many people, you know, African people, and brought them in impossible condition situation to America and let them work for them, for the. Development of America. Were they happy to come along with you, or you did that compulsorily? You just took them by force and brought them to America when they didn't like that. Then, in order to restore by indemnifying, what must you do? You must be forced back to Africa, won't you?
White people.
And then Father will, the one who will force you to go. Father will bring you
there.
Then Father will be the one who will make this realize and send you compulsory. No one wants to go, but Father will just make you go into Africa. Then many of you will come and kneeling down to Father, saying that, Father, when white people brought them, they brought them in chains. So we are only worthy of going back there in chains. Are you going to say that, or are you going to say, Father, please excuse me from chaining? I will go. Don't chain me. Will you say that? Well, that's a matter of course. This time you're happy because you know you're going to untangle what has been hopelessly entangled. When this happens, and it will happen, then the whole attitude of African people, that the grudge or the feeling, hard feeling against the white people, which the black people even themselves cannot do anything about, will be solved in one morning and one moment. When a thousand people from each country will go to each country in Africa, and all in chains, yes, like England,
French,
Dutch, and Spanish, they all will be in sickles, and they will go in chains. And in each Africa, thousands, and then maybe 10,000 of them go. Then the African people, the black people, will come there, and they beg them, they cry and they beg them to free themselves. You know, they will unchain you and say, "Don't do that. Now we get your message. Don't do that." Will they say that, or they will say, "You must work for us"? Will they say that? Well. What if this thing has to be done by Unification Church and Unification Church members? And the restoring by restoration by indemnity in the history is just that, precisely that. If it is anything short, they won't accept it. What about you? Do you think it is fair enough? What about the Dennis? Dennis can lead that group to Africa one day?
Very happy to lead.
And this is what Father already showed mankind. So Father went to prison in chains, showing later time all mankind must one time do that to some other part of the country. So in fact, that's where Unification Church started from. It's being chained and go to prison. This is where Unification Church started. When Father started Unification Church, is in the prison. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
Nationwide, in country wise, the Korea is that kind of country, and Korea was liberated, you know, from this the bondage 33 years ago, 5 days ago. That means August 15th was the 33rd year, exactly 33 full years since Korea was liberated. And after that liberation of the 33 years, today is the first Sunday. So Father feels that the Father should have been accepted at that time, but as it was, 33 years has passed and Father has gone around the world. Because of Christianity opposed him, the America has gone down just like they did now. They opposed and they are gone now. And the free world, which is symbolized by the America, has become as miserable as they are now, and the menace of communism everywhere, the imminent threat from the communists. At that 33 years ago, exactly 33 years ago, when the day Korea was liberated, England, that 33 years ago, must have become the Eve nation. And help Father that. And America, Archangel Nation, and help Father that too. But Christianity opposed, as a result, America could not do that, England could not do that. So as a result of the last 33 years, America on decline, England on decline. But after 33 years of their indemnity and Father's indemnity on earth, as a result of their opposing Father, what they gained is just a communist menace. The Christianity, the lost its spirits, and Christianity lost its power, came down to the ground. And Father went through the course, 33 years Father went through. And indemnified around the world and came here. Now Father sits, stands on the position. After 33 years of indemnity, now, which symbolizes all the earthly, the work of Jesus himself, after completely indemnifying it, England now is standing up in a horizontal way. He's standing up as an Eve nation. Now, they should have done that 33 years ago, but that's now they are doing it when Father comes here. So when Father visited this country after 33 years, first they were about to oppose Father, but then soon they nullified. Now they begin to learn the meaning of Father's presence. By the time they say, "We welcome Reverend Moon, we apologize for what little opposition we gave you," by the time that comes, then Father is about ready to leave and go to another country. Now is such a time that 33 years after the liberation of Korea.
공산당을 위해서 공산당 무너뜨릴 수 있는 공산당 세계를 이것을 꺾여서 가야 된다. 이것이 기독교가 책임 못하고 민주세가 책임 못했기 때문에 성가문 측에서 공산당이 한편에 무너진 식을 가버리면
Which direction then his father is going to go? Is there such a direction so that the father will, or the communist will come under control, be controlled, If the Christianity did their mission, then America and England accordingly did their mission, then this would never have been needed, necessary. But as it is, since they didn't do the mission, then the father will do in their place. And what they fail to do, Father, along with the Unification Church, 자, will indemnify.
예수님은 죽지 않고 로마에 들어가서 승리할 건데, 제자들이 가서 죽으면서 로마를 굴복시키고 마찬가지로, 사탄세계 중심인이 모스크바를 중심하고, 이제 중심하는 게 앞으로 이렇게 죽지 않고 기도도 쉽지 망하지 않고, 전부 다, 이것을 전부 다 흡수 통일하지 않고, 하나의 세계가 이루지 않다는 여러분 알겠습니다.
And then forgive them. Then, before the Jesus, was supposed to conquer, the subjugate, the Rome, while he was alive, but he could not fulfill that, and only his follower, only the Christians, went into Rome, and after suffering, they subjugated the Rome, which was the symbol of a satanic country. The same way now, the Father and all the Unification Church must go to Moscow and fulfill this mission. This time, Unification Church and Father should not die and will not die, but alive with a physical body intact, we should be able to. We will be. Will succeed in this mission.
그래서 인생의 제자들이 죽음이라고 하고 오늘의 말을 구복시키고 마찬가지로 여러분들이 이 모스크바를 공산주의를 구복시킬 사람만 기독교가 반대할 때.
So we have still one big battle, but one struggle to be remained is that. Just like Jesus, along with the Christians who are supposed to go to Rome and subjugate them, like we must go to Rome and subjugate the communism, which is symbolized by Russia. And since Christianity failed their mission, we must do that. If Christians did their mission, then communists would never have to exist in the first place. This is where the matter of fact is.
자, 그래서 기독교를 이태적 이상의 기준으로 부활시키지 않고는 공산주의를 제압할 수 없다는 사실입니다.
So we have a clear criteria. We have a clear standard to follow. We must elevate. We must revive our Christian churches to such a level which is slightly better than the World War II standard, 1945 standard. Now the 1945 the Christian was this standard. Now it's down here. We must elevate it once more at the same level or a slightly higher level than the height of the Christian spirit, which was 1945 in that area, that time. So we have one more course to go, which is to go to communist world and then subjugate them, then come back. And we will really, really start the kingdom of heaven at that time. That means we even have to save the communist country. We even have to render the salvation to the communist country. Then we even have to love them.
나우
Father indemnified in such an incredible way. Now the work has so much simplified. Now what seems to be the work is that who loves the world more? The communists are trying to love the world more in their own sense. They work hard and they don't enjoy luxuries and they get all that money and then they hope to be of service to the backward country. And we do too. Unification Church now do everything. We raise our own funds in difficult way. We never enjoy ourselves. But everything we work for, we put back in for the sake of the world. Now it's competition. Who loves the world more? Anglican Church or Russians? Or the communists? So, as you know, as you see it, everybody's eyes are directed. The both eyes are directed towards Africa. Russia, the communists are trying to do service and offer service to Africa. They all move into Africa to prove themselves that they're doing the for the sake of themselves. And so Cuba, even North Korea, the Chinese communists, even Cuba, the Russians, everybody now is in Russia and hoping to help the Russia, Africa. Whereas the missionaries and the missions already in Africa, the British, the Portuguese, and the Spanish, Dutch,
French,
the French, they're all packing up when the communists move in to try to help them.
Huh?
They can't do anything, so they are trying to run away from the country. Then they say, look, everybody's packing up and going. We love you more. And by the time they leave, all the Western people, the black leave, then communists are, the country is at their mercy. They have a strong force of propaganda. We all know that. The communist propaganda in very ridiculous way, but it's effective. They say they are the murderers, you know, calling the white people murderers. They are the exploiters. They are the you know, the gangs, and they are the pirates, and they call all bad names. Capitalists, and all that they say. And they have done nothing but badness for you. Then the people will believe that. Isn't that the reality now?
Yes.
So pretty soon, even now the sign already shows, but pretty soon if the white people go there, no matter what their good intention is, you can't even walk the street there. It's no longer safe. They simply won't accept you to trust you. This is happening. So God has seen through all these, and from the long time ago, and says, at this age, at this time, white people won't do. So the God has a reverend moon here. The reverend moon is right in the middle of the color. And when Mooney goes there, they regard that Mooney, well, the Moonies are not exactly white. You know, they are different from white, and in fact, we can't even trust them. Let's see how they do. That's the way they will prepare themselves. So when we walk in this time, we have to be we have to realize that too. They will watch us. Are they going to put everything in their pocket too, just like the people earlier they did? And will they be the same? They'll be more sensitive to that. We won't, because everything we bring, and we raise even the meager funds and bring it to that country and spend there and take nothing out of the country. We won't speak even we are doing anything like that. We don't have to speak. We just carry this out year after year. And then let them decide whether we are doing for them, if we are helping them or not helping them. Do you understand? The soon in African Africa, the land and the people of Africa, they are watching, and we sort of challenge each other and compete each other. that the wait and see who does the more good to Africans, the communists with their ideals, with their false ideals, that is, or a reunification with the original idea, the perfection of original ideas, who will be of more service to Africans? This is remain to be seen now. Do you understand? Well, we've been talking about being sent to Africa all the time, as well as being sent to the communist world. That arises from all these reasons. Why we have to go to Africa is because of these reasons. And then the African people, when they understand the real intention of us, and then they will say, you don't have to, the Unification Church members, you have already done enough, so you really don't have to do that, because we will chase the communists away from Africa. And when that happens, they will say, they will not only defend Africa from the aggression of communism, but after holding a stronghold in Africa, we will defend communism from defend European country from communism too. They will say, we will become the fence, and we will protect Europe against the communism. They will start saying that after they did theirs. When Africans become like that, then the Muslims, then they will go beyond the doctrine and beyond the reasoning. They say, oh, we absolutely trust you. Then they become like that too. They forget the difference of doctrine, religious doctrine. They say, this love, this should supersede them all. They will never question the trifle things. Not until. So, the first and early generation exploited from that country. Second generation, the later generation, the offsprings, which is namely us, must go there and serve them as a due course of indemnity. Are we going to do that?
Yeah.
Then if you only think we need to go beyond is this criteria, when we go, we fight this battle and win over that, then once everybody starting talking about accepting Unification Church, they are good, you will have won the victory. Then the world you don't have to worry so much about. You must understand. You must understand that the core of our labor union in America is the black people. The black people has a substantial power in the labor union. And when they realize the meaning of communism, and they say, we will defend the communism, defend America from communism ourselves. Now they know. And when we say, and by doing so, we will defend all the laborers and all the farmers from the power of the evil, and we really will work for them around the world. When they start feeling that, then again the communism will be checked from there. Because that's what communism say they are doing, is to liberate the farmers and the laborers and the
kingdom,
and realize the kingdom on earth, kingdom of heaven on earth, for the laborers and the farmers. That's what communism, the slogan is. Do you understand? So we're going to Africa. So here's one prototype. Here's one pioneer. The forerunner, she already, as an American, already went to Africa and did exactly that. And now she came back for
a few days.
The father
500만이나들은 김방구 군대에 근한 이 기독교 새로운 기독교와 은혜가 성장했다는 사실은 놀라운 점이라고 말입니다.
Father already had in mind for a rather long time and was looking for one. There's got to be a strong Christian body, the Christian organization, Christian churches, or if you call it a Christian denomination, which is capable of doing this. Sure enough, Father's the excitement and also the Father's the expectation came true. And now, the Kimbanguist, they went on the struggle and accepting the many of them say, let's accept the Unification Church. And others say, you know, communists and all the Christian denomination came and say, that's bad, you don't have to listen to them. You should not listen to them. Then some try to come against us. And then they had a lot of trouble in the last few days. But then the good side won. And they gave in. They realized what the God's intention was. And this leader proudly came forward to Father, you know, telex to Father, saying that we now decided to follow you. Unification Church. So Christian, the deep spiritual and heartfelt Christian group of 5 million people, and whose founder appeared in his dream to the present leader, and saying that Unification Church is the one you have been waiting for so many years, and go join them. And as a result of that, he started studying the divine principle. Then other satanic world, the group started working in the last few days, and then they got struggle. Now only a few days ago, 3 days ago, they come and announcing that they all now come into unity and accepting
deeper.
5 million Kimbanguists can do such a short period of time, can wipe out all the disgrace of the black people and African people towards God. They can indemnify the whole thing in such a short period of time. Just like Christianity did for 2,000 years, try to wipe out the discredit of mankind, the white people, namely in this case, mainly towards God. What they have been doing 2,000 years, this Kimbanguist 5 million people, black people, can do in such a only mere 2-3 years they can do.
But
in 2-3 years. And well, at the most that they can do it in 20-30 years, if they work rather effectively, then they can do the same amount of work which the Christians did for 2,000 years. But the thing is,
3년간에 가장 중요한 아프리카에서의 김방구 집단이 해야 할 책임입니다.
From the 2-3 years to come from today, it's a crucial time and crucial the things that the Kimbanguist must do. Now the thing is, the Kimbanguist is so deeply involved and deeply dedicated, they don't know this thing. They don't know which position they are standing on. This is a pity. And we can help them to realize their, you know, the divine principle and where they stand, where the religion stands. We can help them so much. And you understand that, and we all understand, and God of course understands, that the Kimbanguist stand in a perfect position to do such a heavenly work, such an incredible work in 2-3 years and most of 20-30 years of work. More work than a Christian did, billions of Christians did for, millions of Christians did for 2,000 years. We don't know now.
내가 선언된 날은 우리가 전부 다 국가국처럼 이렇게 하면 공산당 썰어먹으면 다 쫓아내야 하는 것이지 않아.
And they are standing over 9 countries. And once the Kimbanguists realize their position and what they can do, what is your guess? And the Father will just give them full steam ahead. Do you think it will be strong enough to drive all the communists away from the country?
Yeah!
And God is all for it. That God is a strategy, his tactics also, that he will make give them the opportunity to do their work in
Africa. 그런 관점에서 내가 영국을 좀 삼아가지고 기준을 만들어가지고 아프리카를 이제 경제적으로도 없고 모든 분야를 지원하기 위한 기준을 만들기 위한 일을 있는 거죠. 기준.
So what father is doing now in
미국은 놀라고.
In London. The father is doing the work in the making foundations, not only for the England itself, but this is right at the death center, not only for the America, for the England, but also to the all the African nation. The, for African operation, this London can be perfect. To have a center in America would be too far for the operation of Africa. So Europe, all the German and all the country, the whole country is just one European nation, not just a divided of a multi-small nation, but one European nation centering around England. We will do all things to prepare all things, and from directly from this base work right on this Africa. This is so close geographically. And so close communication wise.
그렇지 말해야 된다고. 소련이 지금 우리 구라파를 점령해도 곤란하다는 거야. 점령해도 곤란하다는 거야. 구라파의 문화 수준이 지금 현재의 모든 수익과 모든 국민수를 두고 나가 살고 있는 생활을 그대로 현상을 유지하면서 세계적으로 선전할 수 있는 경제적 후원을 할 수 있는 기반이었다는 거야.
The Russia finds himself that they are in a difficult position. Even if they infiltrate in, and if they communize them now perfectly, let's say in occupy, let's speak the word of occupy, they occupy the entire Europe, the Russia will have a lot of problem because of the economic, they are not strong enough, they are not able to support economically even though they occupy.
Okay.
And certainly the Russia cannot make them better than they are. You know what happens when Russians fail to do better than they are now? The people of the country will not respect them. So they that's their problem now.
자, 이렇게 되는 나라는 말이에요. 여기서 사람보다 근대가 전능한 나라는 여기에 사람보다 전을 만드는 사람들 전부 다 문화 수준을 전부 다 오더란 전부 다 미국 전부 다 미국 전부 다 미국 가는 전부 다 미국 가는 거죠. 그럼 미국 가서 뭐야? 안고 어디다?
This is why the communists cannot overrule or occupy the Europe now. If they really wanted to, they could. You know, they have a strong enough power. The Europeans are the weak enough. Then what happens if the Russians did now is that all the rich people, all that the factories and all these establishments will escape or flee, take refuge to America. And once they go to America, they all get together and try to gain the Europe back. Won't they do that? So the Russia will eventually have to face the bigger problem. This is why Russia cannot come into Europe and occupy it. And this is, with this mind, Father has gathered all that satellite country leaders in America.
그리고 큐바, 큐바, 100만 명 큐바 난민 전부 다 이렇게 흑인 전부 다 이 묶어놨다.
Cubans, all that the refugee satellite countries, dear leaders, anti-communism system, and along with this, the black leaders, the leaders of the black people, who are so susceptible to
communism.
And the 28 already they are now undergoing intense divine principle lecture training session in Barrytown. Do you understand? And the Russia will come and agitate them in Europe is your enemy. Hmm? And they will just jump at them. This is the weak point now.
자, 그래서 무지한 이자저 아프리카를 통해서 코라파를 점령했으려고 그것이 그 위에 틀림으로 떠오르는 작전을
It's very simple. And everyone agrees to that. In the, even the divine principle directs the same way. In even the divine principle way, this is a very sure course of the Russia will take. In other words, Russian will all come to Africa and agitate the African people. They are the enemy. In fact, the Europe is your enemy. Look at the history. And they will immediately see, oh yeah, that's right, they will see that. And they will make African people occupy the African communism, occupy this Europe. Instead of Russia occupy the Europe themselves. This is what they will do. This is a really the formidable. Father can even imagine that the Russian leader, the Kosygin or the whoever that may be, Brezhnev, will suddenly think that way. Why would Russia go to come to occupy the Europe, which they know they can't
find it?
So when that happens, no matter how many years of history or many of his anything they have, they just cannot do anything. They are completely helpless.
Good, you there?
Can you understand?
그래가지고 이 아프리카 사람들이 백인 점령하는 말이 바닥치고 다 뭐 멋살게 해줘서 아무 그런 소리 만들어 하시고 왜 이제 소리를 점령하자 하던 아프리카를 피해가지고 점령하면 너무 얘기했는데 왜 그 어차피 무슨 뭐 반대받을 수 있는 거야.
When Russians will make the African people occupy Europe, then whatever the African people do in Europe actually doesn't hurt Russia. And it's such a clear thing. But why would Russians occupy the Europe all by themselves and take all the blames of percussion reactions coming out of that occupation? They won't do that. They are too smart to do that. And everybody now begin to doubt if that is what Russia is going to do in Africa. Sure enough, that's what they will do. Even divine principle wise, this is a course for the Russia to take. They will certainly come to Africa and let them work. The Greece, the Italy,
Israel,
and even the Israel, you know, Israel being the center of that Christian nation. They're no haven. I mean, they are right on the path. What happens to the path of the war? The troops go back and forth a couple of times, and what remains of that?
자, 그래서 이태리 왜 이 공산당에
Apparently, communists already have that plan underway. They are messing up with Italy so much now. Because they thinking that to have Italy as a base and a stronghold, they confused now so much. And the right across the Italy, there's an Algeria where this missionary is. That Algeria is already communized. You know, communists already made that Algeria into the closer to communist country now. The government is already communist now. Ethiopia and all that countries near the Red Sea and the Mediterranean, they all are under Russian influence already. And they are hoping to build a stronghold in Italy, in the entire Europe, and out of that they will operate all...